Chapter 8. Miss Stacy taught the children of Avonlea for 3 years. When the children were 16, she left. All the children cried. "It will be different with a new teacher. I'll be very lonely. You won't be there. Gilbert, Moody, Charlie, Jane and Ruby will be gone too. You'll all be going to Queen's Academy. I'll be very sad," said Diana. "I may stay. The exams were very hard," said Anne. "You'll always do well. You will pass," said Diana. Anne and her classmates went to the town to take the exams. Diana said, "Write to me." Anne wrote a letter to Diana. Anne was worried. She was very bad at geometry. It was the hardest exam. After her exams, she went home. Diana was at Green Gables waiting to see Anne. "How did you do?" Diana asked. "I probably failed geometry," said Anne. "How did they do?" asked Diana. "I don't know," said Anne. "You will all pass," said Diana. "I don't want to pass. I want to be a high on the pass list," said Anne. Gilbert and Anne were rivals. Everyone in Avonlea thought, "Who will be top of the pass list? Will it be Anne? Will it be Gilbert?" Matthew thought, "Anne will beat the whole island." They put the pass list in the paper. The children went to the post office every day to look for it. Moody didn't go. He said, "I'll wait until someone tells me the results." 3 weeks went by. Anne sat at home. Diana ran down the road. "It's in the paper. Look, look," she said. Anne grabbed the paper. "You passed. You and Gilbert are first. I'm very proud of you. You all passed," Diana said. The girls ran to the hayfield to tell Matthew. Mrs. Lynde and Marilla were there too. "I passed. I'm first, one of the first," said Anne. "I said so. I'm very proud of you," said Matthew. "Well done, Anne. You did well," said Marilla. "You are a credit to your friends, Anne," said Mrs. Lynde.